What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome to our show here today. It is Monday, December 27th, 2021. We're getting into that last week of the year. And obviously, this is a time when we should reflect on 2021. And, you know, it's been a real armpit of a year. We're being taxed into poverty. We're being injected with experimental gene therapies, which are starting to show some really nasty side effects, like destroying your body's own natural immunity. The list goes on and on. And when we open up the phone lines here, I'd like you to call on in with your complaints about the past year, and whether it's immigration or the economy or the supply chain crisis or any of that stuff. Anyway, we're going to fit as much news as we can into the first part of the show. Then we're going to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. And Mike is in our control room. And I want to start off by, first of all, hoping that you all had a Merry Christmas. And I wanted to thank the listeners who actually sent in some small gifts. And if you're watching this on the video feed, I'm wearing one right now. It's an official NASA hat that specifically commemorates the 50th anniversary of the Kennedy Space Center. And, of course, I'm old enough to remember when it was called Cape Canaveral, so that's giving my age away right there. And speaking of NASA, the good news that came out this last weekend, on Christmas morning, the James Webb Telescope was successfully launched on an Ariane booster, and it is now on its way to the second Lagrange point. They're going to basically park the James Webb Telescope in a little orbit around that Lagrange point, because Lagrange points have a bad habit of being filled with all kinds of debris that collects over time. So they're definitely going to be doing that. The solar panel has already deployed. A little bit of good news there. And we'll start getting data from it in a couple of weeks when it reaches the Lagrange point. And then they're going to start observations at some point after that, after everything has been tested and calibrated. And still got some hurdles to get over, you know, in terms of actually getting the telescope to unfold. But so far, it's a success so far. All right, let's get into the political news here. Joe Biden's job approval keeps reaching new depths. I think we could declare 2021 the year that Biden's approval numbers basically went underwater. And a lot of what we're dealing with here in 2021 came from the Biden administration. Now, there was a little bit of an incident over the holidays where Joe Biden was taking phone calls at the White House, and one of the callers called on in and ended his message saying, "Let's go, Brandon." And Biden just nodded and said, "Yeah, let's go, Brandon." It's like he doesn't know what's going on. And former Trump senior advisor Stephen Miller says that Biden's repeating of "Let's go, Brandon" brings up more concerns of his mental abilities. Meanwhile, Swalwell basically ripped the father who said "Let's go, Brandon" to Biden. The lefties are definitely in a fury about that. And Swalwell said he's indecent to the core, and you know, they're really being nasty about it. And the young father who got Joe Biden to repeat "Let's go, Brandon" is now getting death threats from angry leftists. Now, all of this began, of course, with an NBC commentator who came on out, and the crowd was chanting, "Blank Joe Biden, blank Joe Biden." And the NBC commentator said, what they're really saying is "Let's go, Brandon," because one of the drivers in the race was Brandon Brown, and he's sort of the inspiration for "Let's go, Brandon," unintentionally. It just sort of happened. But he says, since that anti-Biden phrase became a nationwide chant, it's getting difficult for him to get sponsorships to continue his career in NASCAR, showing once again how petty some of these people can be about these things. And Brown says he's not political. He just wants the whole thing to go away. And, well, I don't think so. I don't think that's going away anytime soon. Now, over at the Washington Compost, they're trying to defend Biden over the supply chain crisis. You know, we're coming up on the first of the year. Next year, it's going to be the midterm elections. The Democrats are already very nervous. A lot of their Democratic politicians have decided they're not going to run again. They're retiring. They're taking new positions. And so it's going to be a real nasty race, which we can assume will include massive amounts of election fraud. And one of the issues that is going to be working against the Democrats is the supply chain crisis. Most people tend to vote with their wallets. So over at the Washington Post, they ran an op-ed saying that Americans shouldn't complain about Biden's supply chain crisis and the hit on our standard of living. But they said the thing that we should do, this is the Washington Post, we should simply lower our expectations and not, you know, want to have the things that we used to have before. And supply chain issues have become so prevalent. White House officials admitted in regards to Christmas shopping this year, there will be things that people cannot get. And that was certainly true. Of course, Claire and I, we did our holiday shopping. We don't have a lot, but we got some kids that we have to look after. And we did all of that shopping pretty much in October because we knew there were going to be shortages there. And businesses nationwide are facing staff shortages. And food shortages are becoming so common that people are posting images of their local grocery store's empty shelves and forcing Twitter hashtags like hashtag empty shelves Joe to trend. So it's there's a lot of anger out there. And according to Michelin Maynard in the Washington Post op-ed, saying this is not Joe Biden's fault. You know, he's only the president of the United States. What do you expect him to do? Meanwhile, Biden's chief of staff, Ron Klain, put out an article saying that 2021 was not really as bad as we all think. And he got mocked and ridiculed for that one right there. Meanwhile, Pramila Jayapal is demanding that Joe Biden use executive orders to enact the Build Back Better agenda. There is a problem with that. The president can't just say you're going to spend money on this. The president has a discretionary fund, which is, relatively speaking, not all that big. But anything involving a revenue measure, according to the Constitution, which I know nobody in Washington, D.C. likes to read that, but revenue measures must begin. They must originate in the House of Representatives. Then the Senate gets to have their say. They can work through a compromise bill. Then it goes to Biden's desk for his signature. So anyway, meanwhile, Kamala Harris did an interview on CBS Face the Nation and basically had a slip up, or call it a Freudian slip, and reveals that, you know, the verbal blunders of this administration are not confined solely to 79-year-old Joe Biden, who happens to be the oldest president in U.S. history. And basically, Vice President Kamala was asked, what is the biggest U.S. security threat? And her answer was democracy. And this prompted quite a bit of laughter all across the internet. And, you know, the scary part is, though, that there has been a train of thought in Washington, D.C., that democracy is not a good thing. And this goes back years and years, where they're saying, you know, democracy leads to mobocracy and need to rein that sort of thing in, which they're trying to do with all of this election fraud. It's a mess there. It is really a mess. And I keep coming back to this idea, you know, are we seeing good management? Are we seeing a well-managed country here? And the answer is pretty much no. It's a bunch of goofballs up there in political office. All right, getting on to COVID-19, and there's a lot of news there. Omicron, the Omicron variant, which scientists who've studied it say it's about as bad as the normal common cold. It's just, you know, it's, you know, the numbers of people infected are going up, but the numbers of people who have to be hospitalized are just, they're down. They're way, way down. And it may just be the smartest thing to do is let everybody get the Omicron variant, recover from it, and then they would have lifetime immunity from virtually every one of the variants of the COVID virus here. The Omicron is triggering lockdowns by default across the United States. As I mentioned before, businesses have been hit by staff outbreaks and cancellations. And one expert basically said the same thing I just did. The best possible scenario would see the milder variant tear through the population in a month and immunize everybody. Of course, that's not what the big pharmaceutical corporations want. They want ongoing permanent patients, meaning customers. And, you know, a patient cured is a customer loss, conventional wisdom out there. Getting on to Ebenezer Fauci, who was out there saying cancel your Christmas plans. Now he's basically saying cancel your New Year's party plans. The U.S. has recorded 200,000 new COVID cases every day. And we know that COVID, the Omicron variant does spread, you know, very, very rapidly. But it's not a serious disease. And as I pointed out before, pathogens tend to evolve to milder and milder forms because a pathogen that kills its host before the host can pass it on is not going to survive. That's why when measles first showed up, it was a horrible, horrible illness. Anybody who studied the plantation era in Hawaii knows how the measles just decimated the population there, which is when they started bringing in workers from Japan and China and other islands in the Pacific, and which gave Hawaii its pan-racial heritage. Okay, now, getting on back to Fauci, he's out there saying that we're going to have masks forever on airplanes. And he's out there saying that, you know, removing masks on the airplane is something we should not even be considering at this point. This resulted in Fox News' Will Cain declaring Fauci as out of control. And Fauci, he says he's power drunk and he needs to be fired. I would heartily agree with that. And so we'll see what's going to happen there. Meanwhile, up in New York City, Mayor Bill de Blasio, and this is his last act because he's leaving office now. He declared that the New Year's Eve celebration in Times Square will be seriously limited. Everybody who attends the Times Square celebration has to be fully vaccinated. They have to also wear face masks and practice social distancing amid the spread of the Omicron variant of COVID-19. And if you've ever seen Times Square on New Year's Eve, that last one is going to be really, really difficult to do. But they are going to have their celebration. That little crystal ball is going to slide down the pole to bring in the new year. Meanwhile, over in the United Kingdom, they're considering a plan to send door-to-door vaccination squads to the homes of unvaccinated Britons in an effort to reach an estimated 5 million people who have refused to take the jab. This is from the Daily Mail. The initiative has been discussed by the Department of Health, NHS England, and Number 10 over the past week as part of a nationwide drive to send vaccine teams into areas which have the lowest vaccination rates. And they're floating it as an alternative to more lockdowns and other restrictions, as well as a solution to encourage vaccination in rural areas or households where people cannot easily travel to a vaccine center. And again, all of this is a violation of the Nuremberg Principle, which says governments may not force experimental medical treatments on people without informed consent. And all of these shots are experimental. They've been given an emergency use authorization that is a far, far cry from the FDA actually approving these medications. And even when the FDA approves medications, years later, they'll have to withdraw that because of the bad effects that are showing up. Now, there's a study about the next big wave of COVID infections are saying that the majority of people who will come down with COVID now are those that have been fully vaccinated. And between 60 and 70% of the so-called third wave COVID deaths and hospitalizations will be from people who were fully vaccinated, according to the study Summary of Further Modeling of Easing Restrictions. This was published actually all the way back in March 31st by the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. And this may explain why Detroit area hospitals are starting to fill up with COVID patients. Now, this story really, it angers me a little bit. And it's going to be fodder for those who think that what's going on with all this COVID nonsense is a depopulation agenda. Over in the United Kingdom again, they're basically saying that children who have disabilities will be issued do not resuscitate orders, meaning if their heart stops, which happens to a lot for these vaccinated kids, they will not be brought back to life. They'll just be allowed to die right there. And they're offering these DNRs to families of children with autism and other learning disabilities. And you can see the irony on that because of the large body of evidence that autism and learning disabilities and neurological problems are caused by vaccines. And so this is insanity is really what it is. Down in New Zealand, they are approving euthanasia for COVID patients. And they're basically saying if doctors decide they're not likely to survive their COVID infection, that they can basically euthanize them with a lethal injection. And what really makes this kind of ugly is every doctor who does euthanize a patient is paid a small amount of money. Actually, it's more than small here. Over in China, where they're dealing with what is called the fourth wave of COVID-19, city of Xi'an is preparing for a fourth round of citywide testing because of the COVID cases surging to a 21-month high. So anyway, meanwhile, down in Sydney, Australia, the COVID numbers are going to explode because on Christmas Day, 995 people were told they were negative when tested for COVID-19. It turned out there was a botch up somewhere, and they actually had COVID. The day before Christmas Day, another 400 were given the wrong results to their COVID tests. So we get back to this whole thing about good management, bad management here. Meanwhile, up in Boston, Massachusetts, they have announced a new vaccine passport system that will take effect next month. And this was one of the first major actions of the recently elected mayor, Michelle Wu, who'd been hailed by many as a paradigm shifter for her inspiring progressive potential. And the problem is these emergency powers that government officials are declaring don't really exist. They're just saying, we are authorized to stick this needle in your arm. And up in Boston, children as young as 5 are included in the new mandate. Okay, somebody has been keeping, we're coming up here on a commercial break, so I'm going to come back to this story after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it. As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up?
Update for December 2021. The commander memberships that we have been offering have all been upgraded by Dr. Piazza to founder memberships, a $60,000 value for a $500 donation to RBN. To get this deal, you will need to request and pay for two memberships. So find a friend or loved one that's interested and take advantage of this amazing opportunity. RBN will remind you on the air till December 30th at midnight.
See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about COVID-19, and you're probably already well aware that ever since these gene therapy treatments have come on out, professional athletes and amateur athletes have literally been falling over on their playing fields. And these are people who are very healthy. They're obviously exercising, and somebody's been keeping count. We are now at 383 athletes who've suffered cardiac arrests. 221 of them died following the COVID shot. And this is pretty nasty stuff here. Down in Argentina, they have launched an investigation because there was a perfectly healthy 3-year-old girl got the COVID shot and died 1 day later. And so they're looking into that. The parents are saying, yes, the child was killed by the gene therapy shot. So we're going to look at that. Up in New York, a 49-year-old New York Times editor died of a heart attack 1 day after he was boasting online about getting the COVID booster shot. This is 49-year-old Carlos Tejeda. He was a New York Times deputy Asia editor, and he died of a heart attack mere hours after getting the booster shot. So, he yeah, people are dying from this thing. No question about it. Meanwhile, there is this young lady. Actually, she's 30 years old, and her name is Dominique. And back on March 18th, she and her now husband received their first and only dose of Pfizer's vaccine. And shortly thereafter, she started feeling this fatigue and changes in her vision and, you know, tried to ignore it. But now it's gotten really painful and chronic. She feels awful. You know, she said, I felt like my brain was sick. That's the best way I can describe it because it is a feeling I have never had before. All right. Now, another article. This one is from State of the Nation, talking about this idea that these gene therapy treatments are actually harming our natural immune systems. And this, of course, is going to mean more money for the medical industrial complex, because you're now without natural immunity. Every little illness that comes along or gets released from a laboratory, you're going to get it. And you will go to your doctor and spend money there. The doctor will give you a prescription. You will go to the pharmacy and spend more money there getting a drug to undo the damage that you have suffered from these chemicals here. And they're already talking about vaccine-induced acquired immunity immune deficiency syndrome. Remember when AIDS first came on out, you know, a long time ago? Now they're saying it's back, and it is definitely linked to the COVID-19 vaccines. Okay, and another story that will provide fodder for those who think that this COVID vaccine, it's not really a vaccine, this COVID treatment is part of a depopulation agenda. New Jersey has agreed to pay $53 million for killing 119 veterans. And they're basically conceding that negligence contributed to the deaths of these veterans in state-run homes amid the coronavirus pandemic. And we could see other states following suit, like New York, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and California. So there is an issue out there. Now, Joe Biden has basically owned up, if you will, saying that, yeah, the administration kind of failed. There's not enough coronavirus testing going on. And this leads to another question. So far, the U.S. government has spent $11 trillion with a T dollars. Much of it has gone to other countries. And now people are saying, where did all that money go? You know, and because we're not seeing our medical infrastructure being improved here in the United States, even coming from Biden, who wants to talk about boosting our infrastructure. But it's, you know, it's a huge amount of money, and it doesn't seem to have produced the desired result. And again, we get back to that issue. Are we seeing a well-managed country here? The answer seems to be no. A little bit of a bizarre thing. It's, you know, people have fallen for the fear porn, and they're absolutely convinced that their very lives are at risk from other human beings who are not socially distancing or wearing the mask. And there was this woman, Patricia Cornwall, was on a Delta Airlines flight from Tampa to Atlanta when she basically tripped, you know, an altercation, which included other passengers, as well as some of the flight crew members. And she would basically, I'm going to finish this after we come back from these commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
And welcome back to our show. We're talking about COVID-19, and we're talking about an incident that happened on a Delta Airlines flight from Tampa to Atlanta, where this woman, Patricia Cornwall, basically pulled off a Karen and started literally attacking a man sitting near her, and the man was like 80 years old, and he'd taken his mask off to eat. And somebody got this on a cell phone video showing that the woman was also not wearing a mask, but she was seen hitting and scratching and spitting at this older male passenger with a lot of profanity. And she was then basically escorted to the back of the plane by flight attendants and was arrested when the plane landed at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. And so, yeah, this is the kind of people that this unrelenting fear porn are creating in our midst, okay? All right, let's talk about the international news. Over the weekend, there was an interesting development. On Christmas morning, the Russian military announced a sizable troop withdrawal from Russian territory near Ukraine. And They basically pulled back over 10,000 Russian troops leaving the Ukraine border region after months of drills. And of course, the New York Post carried the story, but for some reason, it was just didn't seem to really cause much of a rustle in the traditional media. It wasn't being reported. What we were getting was more Russia bashing, Russia bashing, Russia bashing. The White House has announced they're coordinating a package of high impact restrictive measures, meaning more sanctions, to slap on Moscow in case it invades Ukraine. Well, if they were really up to speed, they would realize that Putin basically has sent up a peace dove, if you will, by pulling those 10,000 troops back away from the border. And I think that's a very, very significant situation. Meanwhile, over in Ukraine, Zelensky has basically adopted a law that allows foreign forces on its territory to participate in multinational exercises next year. And so they're basically going to allow foreign troops to be permanently based in Ukraine. So building up another Cold War here. Meanwhile, Russian presidential spokesman Dmitry Peskov said that Russia sees NATO's expansion to Ukraine, Georgia, and Moldova as a matter of life and death. They're trying to send a signal. This is a red line. Okay. And Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov said that Russia is demanding that NATO cancel its decisions to accept Ukraine and Georgia as potential candidates for membership in the alliance. And again, there was a promise during the fall of the Soviet Union. NATO did make a promise saying we're just going to hold that eastern border where it is. We're not going to encroach on your territory. And yet they have been doing just that ever since. Over in the United Kingdom, the Minister of State for Security and Borders, Damien Hines, has come out with his list of hostile nations. Russia, China and Iran are on that list for supposed cyber activity concerns and disinformation campaign. The minister added that North Korea is a fourth hostile state. So, you know, Damien, here's your rifle. Now, oddly enough, we're getting mixed signals from the United Kingdom because they reportedly have already developed an exit strategy for its troops in the Ukraine if conflict with Russia escalates, that are already coming up with a plan to get their troops and their people out. Maybe we should have let the United Kingdom handle the withdrawal from Afghanistan. It certainly wouldn't have been the Charlie Foxtrot that it turned out to be here. So, you know, the U.S. and EU have accused Russia of massing troops on the border with Ukraine, which Putin just pulled them back here, and Kiev is saying it's a preparation for invasion. They're going to invade us and, you know, all kinds of bad things will happen. So but apparently Great Britain is deciding that maybe they need, you know, an exit strategy. And again, we should have let them handle the withdrawal from Afghanistan. Meanwhile, over at the Pentagon, they're planning for actionable intelligence sharing with Ukraine if the Russians attack. So everybody is still out there trying to rattle the sabers, even as Putin has pulled those 10,000 troops back from the border. Meanwhile, over in the Chechen Republic, Ramzan Kadyrov basically came on out saying that Russia should just invade and annex Ukraine. And he said he's ready to go if you were instructed to do so. And so, yeah, just trying to fan the flames up a little bit more. Personally, I think it would be a horrible mistake for Russia to invade Ukraine. But they do have a valid point about NATO's constant encroaching on their border. And, you know, NATO stands for the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. And the problem is that NATO is now approaching countries who are not bordering the North Atlantic. And that is one of the reasons Russia is very concerned about this. All right. Israel is planning a multi-million dollar settlement expansion in the Golan Heights, which it seized from Syria 50 years ago. Prime Minister Naftali Bennett unveiled the controversial plan on Sunday, which further involves a stated goal of doubling the number of Jewish settlers there within 5 years. And basically, this all started with the Trump administration, which issued formal recognition of Israeli sovereignty over the Syrian border region. Another mistake that Trump made here. Trump is now backing away from his relationship with Israel. And in an interview published earlier today, former President Trump said that Netanyahu never wanted peace with the Palestinians. And he basically came out and said Netanyahu never really wanted peaceful relations during his 12 years as prime minister. And so Trump is finally learning some lessons about real politics out there. Over in Japan, they're holding drills. It's a two-day military exercise involving Japan's self-defense forces, Coast Guard, and the police. It was actually conducted last month on a remote, uninhabited island. And according to Kyoto News, the island was chosen specifically because its landscape closely resembles that of the disputed Senkaku Islands. So Japan is basically holding the drills, expecting China to kick up a fuss over these disputed islands. Okay. Now, Putin just had his end-of-the-year message, and there were some interesting things in there. And Russia had just concluded final tests for formidable weapon systems like the S-500 and the Mach 8 hypersonic missile Zircon. That's already gone into manufacturing. They're building those things here. And in its yearly aviation salon, MAX, Russia just presented a new fifth-generation single-engine light multifunction fighter. It's called the Sukhoi 75, codenamed Checkmate. So we're going to see some amazing technologies here. Unfortunately, they're all going in the wrong direction. All right, so let's talk about the economic news. Everybody is obviously concerned about inflation, and the inflation we're going through today is a very different phenomenon than what we went through back in 1979. The world is very much different, and it's presenting a strain of inflation that will be likely stronger and more difficult to combat without major disruptions to our economy. New data released by the Bureau of Labor Statistics showed price inflation in November rose to the highest in 40 years. And Alliance Chief Economic Advisor Mohammed El-Erian warned the Federal Reserve is losing credibility by not tapering its balance sheet to rein in inflation. And it's like the Federal Reserve doesn't really care one way or the other. Okay. Let's see. Get rid of that here. Okay. Very predictable article coming out of Blabber Buzz. And basically, it's saying that the Biden administration is deliberately manipulating the numbers to claim victory on inflation and the supply chain. And there's this gentleman, Pete Boland. He's co-owner of two Florida taverns in St. Petersburg. It appears that just about every cost of doing business rose in the past year, some more than others. They actually had to take chicken wings off the menus for a while because there was a national shortage that caused the prices to skyrocket. And they demanded $20 more per plate for their annual Christmas seafood platter, and they discontinued the all-you-can-eat crab leg special on Tampa Bay Buccaneer game days. So, yeah, everybody's feeling it. And it's likely going to get worse for small businesses. Democrats in Washington want to bolster their tax and spend reputation as they try and pass what they're still calling an infrastructure package. It's currently slated to cost taxpayers roughly $3.5 trillion in spending and untold sums in tax increases to pay for it. Remember back when Biden was saying this is all already paid for? No, he lied. He absolutely lied. And So they're going to be increasing taxes on things like higher cigarette taxes, income taxes. We're all being taxed into poverty is really what it comes down to, because the government cannot get its fiscal house in order. If they were a regular business, they would have gone bankrupt a long time ago. And I think that would be a really good idea, because we could get some leaders in there with better fiscal sense and not throw a lot of money at things like Drag Queen Story Hour and so forth and so on. Up in Chicago, a little bit of a kerfuffle. There was this city employee tried to cash a check from the city of Chicago, and it bounced. There was no money in the account, and Lori Lightfoot, she's asleep at the switch. She's more concerned about vax mandates than making sure the money is in the bank to pay the city employees. And that, I think, is probably going to upset a lot of the city workers out there. Okay. Let's see. The Russian foreign minister, through the spokesman Maria Zakharova, is saying that the European Union may be suffering from sadomasochism in their current World Trade Organization argument with Russia. Now, last week, the World Trade Organization agreed to review a dispute complaint submitted by the EU against Russia. And Brussels is accusing Moscow of illegally discriminating against European goods and services with its import substitution policies. Russia has dismissed the claim on that one. Meanwhile, a spokesperson for the Russian energy company Gazprom is out there saying that all these stories about Russia not delivering enough gas to Europe is a pack of lies. And this is coming from Sergei Kuprianov, who's a spokesman for Gazprom. And meanwhile, it has come out recently that European customers of the gas coming from Russia are charging seven times as much for the gas than they pay for it. So this is definitely price gouging, and that's the reason people are complaining about shortages. They can't afford to heat their homes during this winter here. Getting into immigration, the foreign-born population in the United States is projected to hit a record of nearly 70 million by the year 2060 if current legal immigration levels go unreduced. And this is coming from the Census Bureau. It's an analysis by the Center for Immigration Studies. And basically, they're saying the nation's annual inflow of about 1.2 million green card holders is set to grow the foreign-born population to unprecedented levels. And we still need to deal with the illegal immigrants who are pouring across that border by the millions. So, now, personally, I don't have a problem with legal immigrants. If they want to come to this country, I think they're crazy right now. But they go through the process. They get their green card. They swear an oath of allegiance to the United States. And, you know, you're here in the U.S. and welcome. And I hope we don't disappoint you too much. I do have a problem with illegal immigration. It is completely out of control. It's the Biden administration's failure. It's Kamala Harris' ineptitude, if you will. So, and they're still out there trying to basically sell the idea that this flow of people across the border is a good thing. Up in Great Britain, this lawmaker, Ross Greer, accused the MP for Dover of being willing to hand over the baby Jesus to King Herod. You know, after she said the channel migrant crisis should be brought to an end because people are dying. You know, that English channel, that's some very, very rough water. And those boats that they're making the crossing in aren't really designed for it. Okay, this is kind of weird. You know, we're dealing with some very strange weather. I mean, they're getting snow in the Pacific Northwest. They've had ice storms in New Hampshire. We were talking with everybody across the country on Skype and so forth. Here in Indiana, big surprise. We're getting this warming spell. Daytime temperatures today were literally up in the 50s. And, of course, they're predicting snow for this weekend. So we'll finally get into our winterscape, as it were. But meanwhile, the World Economic Forum is now ordering the public to stop washing their clothes to fight climate change. I mean, that's how ridiculous this is getting. And it really is ridiculous. Okay, we have to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And welcome back to our show here and getting into the world of wokeness and political correctness and so forth. There was actually a case up in Canada that went before the Ontario Superior Court and was basically a group of Ontario teachers sued the government to ban math tests for teachers, saying they were racist and the Ontario Superior Court agreed with them. So now we're going to have, teachers teaching students up in Canada who don't really know much about the subject there. I mean, how can math be racist? It's numbers and rules to handle the numbers here. Now, a while back, there was a big stink when the National School Boards Association issued a letter comparing parents concerned about what their kids are being teaching to domestic terrorists. And as a result, 17 state affiliates have basically canceled their association with it. And the donations have definitely dropped off. They're basically saying that despite apologizing for the letter, as well they should, they're talking about seven figures loss in annual funding. Well, if that's the kind of junk you're going to put out there, I would say you need to be defunded here. Now, over at the 1619 Project, their founder, Nicole Hannah-Jones, says she's not a professional educator, despite trying to force her view of history to be taught in schools. And she came on out saying parents should not have a say in what their children are being taught. This is being echoed by Hannah-Jones, had an article up in the New York Times saying parents shouldn't decide what's taught in schools. And by banning critical race theory, the country is now in a dark age of truth suppression. So there we are here. Getting into the space news, and I love the space news. The European Space Agency's ExoMars orbiter is finding significant amounts of water just 3 feet below the surface of Mars. And this is kind of an interesting development. It means that Mars will have, you know, one of the major things that colonies are definitely going to need. One of the earlier rovers that went to Mars actually spotted what looked like liquid water, probably very brackish, on the surface. And I still have a copy of that image. And at the time, NASA was saying, oh, no, it's just trapped dust. You know, there's no water on Mars worth talking about here. And another reminder that NASA stands for never a straight answer. I entered a science fair with a project about tektites, where they came from. And the indications all seem to be they are fragments of the moon. But this was just after Apollo, and they were analyzing the moon rocks, and NASA announced there was no water in the moon rocks. It was totally anhydrous. And because of that, I said, okay, I don't know where the tektites are. Later on, yes, water on the moon, and NASA fooled us all. Okay, got to take a break. Identification. We're going to open the phone lines, 512-248-8252.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filtering filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit RepublicBroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.